Playhouse in the Morning.
Oh, I absolutely love them.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
I will be right back. You three get better acquainted.
Y94.
Closer and closer every minute at 7:10. We do pick your purse. Y94, the number one hit music station. Zero, Rat, and Maggie in the Playhouse. Good morning. In about 5-10 minutes from now, talk to an old dear friend that was part of the show for a long time, but we have not talked to her in quite some time. She wants to weigh in on something we discussed not just a little earlier ago today, but really we've all week long been talking about this. So can't wait to have her on in a couple of minutes. Also, we were talking about just a little while ago the concept of open relationships. Quite a few text messages still trickling in.
Yeah, somebody says, isn't the point of a relationship or marriage to be just with one person? Vows for better or worse. That must have been skipped. Somebody else says, I have a friend who has an open relationship with his wife. He always complains because he says it's easier for the women to find activities. And I'm a person who doesn't believe in monogamy and am fully open about it. There are a lot of women who hear that and choose not to go any further. If you are both always honest with each other, they can work. The problem is when people start lying.
It strikes me as a hard thing to sell to the people you're trying to be open with outside of the relationship. What do you mean you're married or you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend? Well, I'm in an open relationship, so... Yeah. Oh, well, I'll be seeing you. Hey, Maggie.
Yeah?
You got your scrubs on under that sweatshirt?
You know, I do.
This is Maggie the Love Doctor. Aw, the song didn't play. We've had some really glitchy equipment lately. Let's try that again. Hey, Maggie.
Yeah?
You got your scrubs on under that sweatshirt?
You know, I do.
Oh, this is Maggie the Love Doctor.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You have a matter of love, relationships, tenderness. You go to y94.com and submit it under quick links to Maggie the Love Doctor. Let's go. Trevor says, Maggie the Love Doctor, I think my girlfriend should show off the girls a little bit. She's always covering them up, but they are fantastic. She has a really great rack. That's wow. I love how you wrote that. Thank you, sir. That's very descriptive. Now, they do look good under sweaters, too, but let them breathe. How do I suggest this without sounding like a pig?
Well, if you put it like that, you're going to sound like a pig. But take her shopping. Go shopping with her. Suggest, like, you know what, honey, you should try this. You would look really good in that, I think.
I think you should not sound anything like you did
exactly,
in your email
exactly.
If you're trying to avoid sounding like a pig.
And I'm sure it's her comfort zone.
Sure.
She's not comfortable wearing things like that. So I think just ease into it.
What would you say to Ray if you went home today and he's like, you know, I love that Zorba sweatshirt on you there, Maggie. But how about you put on this tank top? Because I'd like to see the girls. I mean, they're great.
I'd usually probably just leave the sweatshirt on.
Jake says, Maggie, I think that my girlfriend's breath is just awful like 80% of the time. Short of being like, hey, let's go grab some breath mints or have a teeth brushing party, I don't really know how to solve the issue without hurting feelings.
I don't know, because I would be the same way. I don't know that I would say anything. I don't know how I would bring that up, because I wouldn't want to hurt her feelings.
I feel like that's one thing where you have to be honest.
You do.
About it, and especially if you're comfortable in your relationship.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who have no idea, and it takes somebody to tell them before they like, hey, have you tried brushing the back of your tongue?
Well, and sometimes, Rat and I are both coffee people. We're drinking coffee all day. You get coffee breath. Sometimes you just need someone to say, hey, grab a mint real quick. You got a little coffee.
Piece of gum.
Going on.
Yeah, something.
I'd just be blunt, as Rat said, personally. Yep. Alicia says, Maggie, I know you're the love guru. Help me. I want my ex back, but I feel like our breakup, which, by the way, I initiated, really took a toll out on him. How do you be like, so I was just kidding. I really do actually want to date you still after crushing someone just months prior.
Again, you probably just have to be honest with him. Tell him it was a mistake and you still care about him, but... if he says no, it's kind of your own fault. I mean, you broke up with him, but you have to be honest and let him know how you feel.
It's like the Passenger song. You only love them when you let them go.
Yes.
I wish I had that pulled up, but I'm rocking the Edwin McCain right
now.
Yes,
we are.
Nicole says, Maggie the Love Doctor, I'm getting married in a few weeks, and I do not want my guy having a bachelor party. His friends have already been planning it, and I don't want to be his bitch fiancé, but it's not happening. Best way to handle that.
You got to let him have it because you're going to be that girl.
Yeah.
Like you will be that. There's no way around it. You can't squash that.
I don't want to be a B, but that's not happening.
That's not happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Let him have it.
Unless you have some reason that you wouldn't be trusting him, which if you do, you probably
should
marry
him. Then maybe you
should
be getting married, exactly.
I think you got to just let him go have his night with his friends. They're just going to drink. And reality, what trouble are they going to get into?
Mm-hmm.
What trouble are they going to get into? Melissa says, Maggie, the love doctor, my husband's web history on his laptop is full of breast enlargement surgery information and doctors. Unless he's looking to get a nice set of double D's on himself, I assume I'm involved in this investigation somehow. It's made me self-conscious, and I have no interest in that whatsoever at all. Do I wait for him to reveal his plan or stop him dead in his tracks?
I would stop him dead in his tracks.
Hey, so I couldn't help but notice what you were Googling.
Yeah. No. I wouldn't wait for him to bring that up at all. I'd be like, so I was using your computer, and are you getting breast implants?
Actually, honey, it has nothing to do with you. I have kind of a weird fetish.
You know what? I would wait for him to reveal his plan, and here's why.
Okay.
All of those websites, I would assume, have before and after pictures on them. Maybe he was just having some alone time.
Oh, geez.
As we've called it on the show before, buttering his muffin. And he just thought, hey, there's a place where I can find some pictures.
And you're right. Don't judge a man based on his internet history.
I don't know.
We all Google some pretty weird stuff, right? Maggie, you know you Google some weird stuff.
It's true. It's usually here for the show for some reason.
That's almost a good topic in itself, the weirdest thing you ever Googled. But I don't want to really, maybe we should have to feel that one out on Facebook first. Because I don't want to find out live on the air what we would get. So, say something, not say something?
I would stop him dead in his... I would say something.
Okay.
Don't let him get his hopes up. Just crush his dreams right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. When in doubt, crush his dreams.
Yes.
This has been Maggie the Love Doctor.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case to loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case to love.
On the way, a dear, dear old friend that had been part of the show for a long, long time, but we'd kind of lost touch a little bit, returns.
Oh, yeah.
The Playhouse in the Morning with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.